QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, plus offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communication. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q.
KJ6KDL.
Jim, go ahead.
For those who like to see the International Space Station fly overhead, tonight and tomorrow night are decent nights. The times are for tonight at 7:42 p.m., approximately 41 minutes from now. It will be arriving from the southwest, reaching a peak of 86 degrees, running for a total of 4 minutes. Tomorrow night, it will be a little lower, peaking at 44 degrees at 6:53 p.m. It will start running for 6 minutes, so a little lower, a little longer tomorrow night. That will be from the south-southwest. So keep your eyes open tonight. Look to the southwest at 7:42, and you should have a few minutes of space station watching.
I got a link to that website, and just to add to that a little bit, coming from the southwest both times and leaving on the northeast, so that'll be the diagonal as it cuts across, but pretty cool. We'll try to have Tech Tuesday wrapped up by 7:42, and got some pretty cool stuff tonight, but that's pretty neat. Always good to see that thing go over, and it's really a great view from up here too, so thanks, Jim. Are there any other announcements for the net? All right, hearing none, I do have one announcement that directly following our net at 8 o'clock, Rescue Net is over on Keller. Tonight, Keller has Mike Ward, who does the Rescue Net, has a guest speaker. And the one and only, none other than the great, fantastic, I gotta build this up too much. Anyway, Dr. Kate Hudson will be speaking on Keller tonight, and they're going to be talking about earthquakes and earthquake prep. So that's at 8 o'clock tonight on Keller Peak, Mike Ward's Rescue Net, and he's got as a guest speaker Dr. Kate Hudson. So anyway, good deal. So after you see the space shuttle, space station go over, you might want to flip on over there to Keller. So anyway, pretty cool stuff tonight. All right, topic for the evening, we're, as we had promised last week, we're going to do a kind of a brief overview of this new solid-state 1-kilowatt amplifier for 2 meters, right here. Wow, please don't run that into the repeater. But anyway, this is pulled from the October QST 2012. It's on page 32. Couple pages long, a lot of other information on this, some good stuff also on the internet, and we'll get into that in just a minute. And KF6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group. Anyway, let's start out with a brief roster here of our people who are there just about every week. starting with WB6CLZ, Mike in Placentia, I believe.
You believe correctly. This is WB6CLZ. Good evening, Tom. Good evening, everyone on the net. WB6CLZ here in Placentia.
Good deal, Mike. Oh, and by the way, thanks for that. I caught that by third-party traffic on that information on 38 on your way down, so hopefully somebody took care of that. Next on the list, WB6CIN, Cindy.
Good evening, Tom, and everyone on the net. This is WB6CIN.
Good evening, Cindy. Glad to have you out there. Next, I have KA6CIA George from Lucerne Valley. And nothing heard there. How about KE6RJ and KE6QI?
Yeah, good evening, Tom, Mike, and everybody listening. KE6RJ, KE6QI. Hey, we're listening. Good evening.
Good evening, Harry and Nancy. Glad to have you out there. Next I have on the list here is KJ6HZS, Mike. Heard there. How about WA6ITC, Rod?
Yeah, from good old Lake Williams. WA6ITC.
Good evening, Rod. Thanks for being with us out there. Appreciate that. Let's see, next I have here is KJ6FIL, Mike, from Redlands. And nothing heard there from Mike. And let's see, once again, we have KJ6KDL, Jim, and KJ6KDK, Rosemary.
KJ6KDL here with KDK.
Jim, Rosemary, glad to have you out there, and thanks for that great information, Jim. Appreciate that. Next I have, if he's still up here on the hill, W6GZI, Frank. Nothing heard. He might be headed for the desert. Next I have KI6IQA, Kelly. And another there. How about K6GBL Ron from Green Valley?
Good evening, Tom and the net. This is Ron, K6GBL from Green Valley Lake.
Good evening, Ron. Hey, caught your QSO Sunday. Anybody over there who can't get a test date, let me know. We always test over here, Big Bear. So I know you were talking to somebody looking for their extra. Pretty cool stuff, though. Next I have 86BL, Harold.
Evening, 86BL.
Hey, good evening, Harold. Glad to have you out there from Riverside. Let's see if he's out there tonight. K6LCS, Clint. And nothing heard there. Let's see here. Next I have KJ6PYV, Dave. And another from Dave, how about W6JLM Judith and W6KMM Ken? And nothing heard there. All right, let's see here. K6YNW Chris, are you out there?
Good evening, K6YNW.
Well, good evening, Chris. Hopefully it's cooling off for you guys out there. Very nice weather coming up, I believe. How about W6POO, Chip? Are you out there?
Hey, Tom, the net, W6POO here.
Well, good evening, Chip. Glad to have you out there. How about KD6LAN, Bill? And nothing heard there. Let's see, moving on down here. How about AE6CK, Victor?
Good evening, Tom and the group. Victor, Santa Fe Springs.
Good evening, Victor from Santa Fe Springs. Glad you're out there. And like I said, pretty neat to have some of this weather cooling off. So, KA6ROD, Rod. nothing over there from Rod. How about KB6LTY Christie? Nothing heard. How about W6JET, Rob?
Good evening to the net, W6JET, Sugarloaf.
All right, Rob, glad to have you up here. Watch out for the snows coming. Well, just the dusting. I have heard dusting turn into a foot. Anyway, thanks to have you out there. Thanks for being out there. K9AOG, Steven. Nothing heard. How about KJ6RAY?
Good evening, Tom and the net. KJ6RAY.
Good evening, Ray. Glad to have you out there. All right, well, that is pretty much our list. Anybody else out there like to check in as a guest, please come back.
KJ6FIL.
There's Michael. Glad to have you out there. Anybody else?
Thank you. Good evening, Tom.
Hey, Wayne. Got you in there. A little weak on the mic, but I got you. Anybody else?
W.
KJ6BNW, Lucerne.
Hey, I got KJ6BNW in Lucerne. Thanks for being out there. And I had somebody else in there. Got cut off there. Was that you, Donna?
Yes, it was.
All right, good deal. Glad to have you with us. Anybody else?
This is Kilo Juliet 6, Romeo Victor Romeo. Over.
Romeo Victor Romeo. Glad to have you with us this evening. And where are you from? Not a problem out there. Anybody else? All right, well, that's quite a few people out there. Glad to have everybody as the guests out there this evening and everybody else who's checked in. Well, let's start our net. Mike, let's get started with our solar activity report and DX, if there is any. Mike, what do we have going out there? WB6CLZ, KF6Q, Tech Tuesday, and the group.
Conditions have changed a little bit since last week. Space Weather is reporting a sunspot number of 41 and a solar flux index of 103 solar flux units. Might be something coming around the pike later on, is what they're saying on Space Weather, but we'll hold on and see what's going on. No real DX. I was playing California QSO Party QRP this weekend, so that's where I dedicated most of my spare time. I'm sure it's out there. Maybe somebody else has got something to say. Back to you, Tom.
Oh, good deal. Anybody else out there? Any DX to report? Mike, I don't hear anybody out there. Mike, you want to give us a little infill of the California QSO contest? How did that go?
Went pretty well, Tom. Worked with 5 watts. We worked all over the United States and part of Canada, a couple of South Americans and a couple of Hawaiians. Nothing really major to talk about, but basically what you do is usually the pileups are on somebody else, but this time everybody was looking for California stations, so we were the cheeseburger in paradise. Hi. Anyway, a lot of fun, and when people are looking for points, if you're running low power, they'll take a little more time to weed you out of the bunch. So all together, I don't know, we worked probably close to 100 stations on and off. You know, on my breaks from slaving up there in my place in Irwin Lake, we would play on the radio and kind of take that as a break. So yeah, had a lot of fun. Back to you, Tom.
Well, good deal, Mike. KF6Q here, Tech Tuesday, and the group, every Tuesday that we can. Well, anyway, let us get into our meat of our topic. I don't hear Clint out there, so I don't think he's with us this evening. Great breakthroughs in the semiconductors. This is pretty cool stuff. And I think this was originally an article back in April of 2010 of Dubus, D-U-B-U-S magazine. And the gentleman who put this all together is F1JRD, Foxtrot 1, Juliet Romeo Delta. And pretty neat stuff. We're pulling this from QST. And the article is by James Kutzing, W6PQL. Pretty cool. And what do we have here? Oh, a kilowatt. 1,000 watts. Now, usually you have to have quite a few tubes or quite a few different devices. They're pulling some magic here out of a hat. Mike, what are they using for that?
They're using a little guy called a laterally diffused metal oxide semiconductor. I can't even say it. And it's a 50-volt device that will run up to frequencies up to the microwave level, very high frequency, up to 600 megahertz. I guess the range is 1.8 to 600. Very tough little guy. It'll withstand mismatches as high as 65 to 1 SWR, which is a pretty rugged little guy. And they're saying that you can build a core amplifier, not the one that we're talking about here with all of the low-pass filters, all of the meters and switching and such, but just a basic amplifier in a 3 to 5 inch cabinet. It will drive the 1,000 watts with as little as 2 watts and around 75% efficient. Man, that's pretty darn good. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, this is pretty neat. And by the way, that big long word he was saying, that laterally diffused metal oxide semiconductor, it's a fancy name of one of the types of transistors. But this is basically a one transistor device. Pretty cool. And like you were saying, you can drive this with 2 watts. So I could basically drive this thing from an HT and be pumping out 1,000 watts. In fact, I think it'll even go above that, but a good 1,000 watts of nice, pure, quality signal. That's fantastic. Now, I'm going to just say off the top of my head, whatever, shoot from the hip, and all or none of the above. Basically, this would be something that you would want to use for probably single sideband, not for repeater use. Is that correct?
All the information I can get is either single sideband or it's CW, and that's basically what they're building this amplifier for the use, as it is a linear amplifier.
Yeah, roger that. And basically, you would never usually need this kind of power to hit a repeater. So actually, single sideband, well, still in the 2 meter band of that area of what this is operating. Pretty cool stuff. And I guess this little device will actually operate all the way up into 600 megahertz, which is way above our 440 band. In fact, its usable frequency range is all the way down in 1.8, basically down in the 160 meter band of ours, all the way up to 600 megahertz. So it's just flat incredible. And I guess the device itself, they say here it's $270, but you've, just for this one transistor, but I think you've done a little research on that. What did you find out?
Naturally, you can get better pricing on higher amounts of the device, but for a onesie-twosie prices, you're looking at $244.08, and that's through Mouser. Up to 50, if you buy 50 or more, $210.46, and more than 100, they'll quote you on that. But, not bad pricing on the thing for what it does. Back to you.
Not bad at all. Now, of course, that's just the core transistor, the main meat and potatoes there. And I guess there's also a place that has a whole kit of parts, basically hard to get parts. Not sure if they have the PC board there, for about $130. So, we're looking at maybe $400, if I added correctly there. Around $400, and then, of course, the case and a few things. So, maybe a good rounded $500. You've got a kilowatt. Now, this is definitely not a beginner project, but it's pretty cool. It's got a lot of information there. If you are a builder, you've worked with some stuff in the past, this is pretty cool. Because, Mike, last time I checked, amps up in the kilowatt range, especially at this frequency, we're talking about, what, $3,000-$4,000?
You can do better than that. I'll give you an example though. The Elecraft 600 watt Elecraft amplifier for the K3, they call it the K line. That kit is around $1,900, and I believe it's $2,600 or $2,800, completely fabricated and turnkey ready to go. But yeah, anywhere from you can get used ones naturally on the market a lot cheaper than that. But anywhere from about $700-$800 on up to, you know, whatever you want to spend.
Yeah, that's why I say you're quoting a 600 watt amplifier, so about a kilowatt, I'm guessing, you know, just kind of that would be up there. It'd be up there in dollars. So obviously a savings if you're a builder, and it looks like this is not anything complex. However, I would definitely follow any kind of guidelines on this thing. And of course, this one's got a few bells and whistles that you don't have to have. And the more bells and whistles you add, of course, you know, things are going to be, you know, you're going to run up the cost a little bit. However, pretty much probably you can come off of the core amp for about $500 is pretty good. And this is solid state. It's a transistor. No tubes. Guess we don't really know the lifetime of this thing because it is fairly new, a few years old, from Freescale, a company called Freescale Semiconductors. I used to know who they bought out, but I don't. Anyway, really cool stuff. Let me reset. If you'd like more information than what is here in the QST, or you don't have the QST in front of you, you might Google this up. And the guy's call sign, which is Foxtrot 1 Juliet Romeo Delta, F1JRD. And, of course, there's a lot of info out there on his amp. Pretty hot topic right now. And, you know, he's got a lot of pictures and stuff there. And I think there's probably a couple other links, too, that have more stuff on this stuff. But this is pretty cool stuff. And like I said, it's not a kit, but there are a kit of parts for the hard-to-get stuff, so there is a company out there that's rounded that up. Well, Mike, this is pretty neat. Are you going to build one?
Yeah, I haven't built anything. There's so many. I would really like to. If I had some help, I would love to buy the parts and start working on this thing. I was talking to Lanny at the Hams and Eggs breakfast, and he had said that I really haven't been able to find that. I'll have to kind of get his information on that. See where to find that. But he was saying that I think he told me that there was a kit available, which would be kind of cool because then that would have all the parts and then you just kind of put it together. But yeah, I'd like to. I'm not much of a builder, and the hands are getting stiff and the eyes are getting, you know how that goes. Back to you, Tom.
And KF62 here, Tech Tuesday and the group, every Tuesday that we can. Yeah, lost a little bit of that, Mike. Pretty much got the idea, though. The kit would be a cool thing. And the cool thing about kits, and by the way, anybody out there looking for a lot of cool kits, Google up Ramsey. Ramsey's got a lot of good kits out there, and others. That's just one that pops in my head. But yeah, with all this great stuff, sometimes you get involved with a project, you'll have more mechanical stuff to put together than you will in the electronics, because in this thing right here, there's really not a lot of complex circuitry. Very, very simple. So with that, it's a lot of positioning and wiring and cutting holes in the box and things like that. So what often starts out as a seemingly pretty simple thing, it works into something. And you say Elecraft has some pretty cool kits too? That's pretty neat. And what were those prices on that one?
They're KPA 500. It's a 500, but actually it runs about 600 watts. Last time I checked, they were about $1,900 for the kit, and I think it was about $2,600 completely built, checked out, ready to go. So a little bit pricey, but again, a nice amplifier. They sound like a lot more power than what they really put. I've heard them on the air before, and they're really good. By the way, this semiconductor that is the heart of this amplifier was originally designed for plasma cutters. So a little bit of information there that I picked up. Back to you.
You know, and that is pretty incredible. And that kind of goes through the gist of electronic parts. I think we've all wandered through some kind of a lumber yard or a home center at one time or another, and a 2x4 is a 2x4 is a 2x4. But like I said, that 2x4 can build a doghouse, or it can be part of a $10 million resort, because it's that versatile. And electronics is the same way. Electronic parts, of course, different parts do different things. Parts is parts. But you'll find that a collection of parts that, say, come out of an old TV or an old CD player doesn't mean they have to go in another CD player. A lot of that stuff is reusable, different things. Of course, this is where we get into parts collecting, and we won't start that topic this evening. But anyway, well, good deal. Plasma cutter, how cool. Neat. Well, Mike, this is really neat. Anything else I've missed? This is pretty neat here.
We passed through a lot of meat and potatoes that really you need to read the article. It's nothing we want to really get into about the drive and the attenuation and such at this point in time, I don't think. Something that I did pick up, and with talking with Lanny this morning, learned that too, the power requirements for this amplifier are kind of oddball. 50 volts at up to 30 amps. They also need 28 volts at less than a half an amp and 13.5 volts at less than a half an amp. This guy is using three switching power supplies in series. I didn't know you could do that. I'm going to have to get into that a little bit more. And it supplies all of the voltages needed for this. He's using one of these little 30-amp switching power supplies. And three of those together provide the 50 volts of 48. And then the other, the 28 and the 13.5. So our voltage for this thing is kind of odd. You know, we're used to 12 volts, or we're used to running through a power supply and some other volts. So other than some other voltage. But, you know, other than that, and if you can use switching power supplies in that way, it makes it a pretty doable thing.
Yeah, I really didn't know you could do that either. I guess it works, so he's using that. But I think, of course, the ultimate would be to have basically a power supply that was designed, or designed one for it, or find one out there, you know, that actually puts out the power that you need there. And I think, like you said there, it requires almost 30 amps. The others are, you know, a very small current. So here again, if just a little common sense and passing this along, if you have a radio or you have an amp requires 30 amps, don't get a 30 amp power supply. You're going to have some leeway there, a little cushion, as we say. You want to be looking at something that's probably close to about, up to 50 amps or something like that. But the voltage is 50, so you're going to have to look beyond the basic amp supplies and go beyond that. But a lot of stuff out there on eBay. I mean, a lot of stuff out there, so pretty cool. Well, good deal. Anybody out there with any comments on this or questions, please come back to KSXQ.
YNW.
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
You gave a call that I see in the article of W6PQL, and you gave some other call, so I'm scratching my head in this one. K6YNW.
Yeah, actually, the W6PQL is the guy who wrote the article here for QST. However, this radio, or this amp, was based on another ham radio operator. His call, His call is F1JRD, and he's actually the one that you're going to get all this information. He's actually the builder of this thing. That's F1JRD, Foxtrot 1, Juliet Romeo Delta. And if you research his website or whatever, it's under construction, but he still has some of the stuff up and running. And he's got all the good stuff there. Also, if you can get a hold of Nubis Magazine, April 2010 issue, that's actually when this first came out, 2010. So this is like almost 2.5 years ago. Not just happening right now, so it's been around for a few years there. KF62, any other questions? And Chris, did that help you out?
Yes, thank you, K6YW.
And anybody else out there, any comments or questions?
Tom, I have a comment.
Roger, go ahead.
I just want to get it straight so Chris understands. What Lionel Multigene, I guess his name is, F1JRD, is the one that designed and developed the core of this amplifier, which is basically not the filtering circuit, from what I understand, not all the switching, not everything that's in this amplifier, but basically the core unit, which is the device itself and everything leading into and out of it, but not all of the fancy stuff that's on this amplifier. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, and there's some LED bar graphs and stuff like that, and a very good low-pass filter on the output, you know, to kind of make sure we're not kind of bleeding over about 400 watts into the second harmonic or something. So there's some pretty good stuff there, and of course there's some, this also has some attenuators. Say if you have a 50-watt unit that you want to feed this thing with, and I don't know why you would, and I don't know why you wouldn't cut the power on that, but anyway, the options are there that you could actually, it has an attenuator, just more bells and whistles that you don't have to have, but, you know, I guess kind of neat to have, so all that good stuff. Anyway, pretty cool, pretty good article here in QST, a lot of good pictures here, and I think this is probably one of the neat things that shows that what can be done and what could be built. Another ham out there said, hey, I think I'm going to build this. Anybody else out there, any other comments or questions? Well, good deal. Not hearing any. We're coming up here. We're about 10 more minutes. We've got the ISS flyby. And pretty neat stuff. Always recommend, if you can, try to pick up a QST magazine. You don't actually have to become a member of the ARRL, but it is a cool thing. A lot of times you can get these issues over there at HRO and stuff like that. They usually have them out. But anyway, neat stuff there. A lot of cool stuff. And each issue has some incredibly neat stuff from every type and facet of ham radio. DX work all the way down to old projects, and then a lot of little tips and things in there. So pretty neat stuff. I think it's great. So anyway, before we close, Mike, anything else to bring up this evening?
Like you say, I think this shows what can be done, you know, with parts that are kind of intended for something else. And while the unit is for 2 meters, we're talking about this amplifier is for 2 meters, it would really could be a platform adapted to, you know, any band from 160 all the way up to 2 meters or higher, 440. So pretty versatile, and he says stand by because he may have other units coming out for the other bands. Good Tech Tuesday. Always nice to hear about this kind of stuff. Back to you, Tom.
Also?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Be neat to play around with push-pull. K6YW.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, and I guess that's all built into that transistor. The cool part being that super linear work. I guess if you're going to push CW, you could probably go up to about 1200 watts, but you know, kilowatts pretty much yet. And I say that with a reservation because, my gosh, that's still a lot of power coming out of one device. So anybody else out there before we close the net? All right. Well, anyway, we always stick around here for a bit. Glad to have everybody out here out there this evening who checked in and any of the guests who are listening in. Pretty cool stuff. Always try to find something neat and new out there. And a lot of good stuff we pull from QST. Great source of articles. So, anyways, QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF62, Net Control for the Tech Tuesday Net. And we'll be closing the net this evening at 1900 hours, 35 minutes, returning the repeater to normal or abnormal use. Hopefully, not any abnormal use. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you again next week at 1900 hours right here. KF62.